Son of Man came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the ten heard of this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. "Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" That is our question too. And like those foolish apostles, we should be able to say we can. For Jesus calls us to come, follow him, take up our cross, drink the cup that he drinks, and be baptized with the baptism that he is baptized. He calls us all to intimately be with him and live in him. Those apostles, such bad examples, such really bad examples from the beginning. Each and every one of them that Jesus chose, except for John, would somehow betray him, would somehow fail him, would somehow not understand him. And for anyone looking at the Christian religion for the first time, I don't see how anyone could notice, or anyone could not notice, that all of those first Christians were scoundrels of some sort or another. Tax collectors, liars, thieves, betrayers, slanderers, all sorts of bad things. Peter, the chief of the apostles, denies the Lord three times. "Yes, I will follow you wherever you go, Lord. I don't know that man." We are called to sit at the right hand and the left of Jesus. But it's not for us to ask. It's for us to understand by listening to his word that he's calling us to something higher than the lordship that the Gentiles have. That is power. Jesus is not calling us to power over other people. He's calling us to service. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as ransom for many. The idea of power in the world is so alluring. One would get the impression that if only I could be in charge, wouldn't that be just lovely? Not really. Then you have to watch out for people coming to poison you. Then you have to watch out for people coming stabbing you, shooting you. To have power is to have a bullet on your forehead. Or bullseye, not a bullet. Hopefully not a bullet. No bullets today. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. When Jesus answered them that they would indeed drink the cup he drank, and they would be baptized with the baptism that he was baptized, he was indicating to them an answer that they didn't understand, but that they would come to understand through years of patient endurance, through years of their own sacrifices, through years till they were martyred as well. James and John, both martyred by the Gentiles. In the second reading, we hear in the letter to the Hebrews that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses because he has similarly been tested, but without sin. Jesus said, "I come to do your will, O God." Jesus came and he did his Father's will. He calls us to similarly do the will of the Father. He calls us to a life of service. And in a beautiful, mystical way, a mysterious way, Jesus, in ascending to the Father, took humanity with him, not just his own, but all of humanity with him, into the resurrection of the dead. And though that resurrection is not fully accomplished for humanity until the end of the ages, it exists in Jesus. All of our dead awaiting the resurrection exist in Jesus. All of their humanity and ours is with him. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah talks about the Lord being pleased to crush the suffering servant in his infirmity. Does that mean that God sought to punish his people? No. He allowed his people to discover in their suffering in slavery in Babylon, those 70 years, that they were acceptable to the Lord, that he loved them, and he welcomed them back when Cyrus the Great let them free and sent them back to Jerusalem. They were ready by then. They had meditated for 70 long years about, why did God do this to me? And eventually they came around. Why did we do this to God? We were unfaithful. We did not do what he asked us to do. We did not obey his will. We faced the consequences. We got too haughty. We acted like the Gentiles around us. We allowed our children to marry into pagan families. We did not uphold the true only God. We allowed idols to be put in our temple. They reflected and they understand that they brought everything on themselves, just as we often do. It's not God who punishes us with all sorts of things in life. We basically punish ourselves. And unless we are willing to reflect on ourselves and see what we have done wrong, we will never share the cup that the Lord asks us to share. And the cup that he asks us to share is to become one with him in his crucifixion and one with him in his resurrection in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. For in the Mass, we do not celebrate the dead body of Christ. We celebrate the risen body of Christ. and he offers us his living body and blood, not his dead body and blood. He comes to us each and every time we approach his altar. And we need to realize this in the full sense of the word realize. We have to make real in ourselves his body and blood so that as we go out, we will serve other people as he served us and gave his life up as a ransom for many. He's calling us day by day, year by year, to become a ransom for many. The good works of one Christian can amount to the world being converted. If we all cooperate together in the Holy Spirit, we can do so much work on this little in this little place. We can raise our children by giving them a good religious education. We can give them the moral foundations they need, that they can know the truth that is in Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We can tell them, our children, our grandchildren, that God does not want this world to fall into chaos and oblivion. He wants to save his world, and he does it by showing us his will, the will that he's had from the beginning of the creation. Jesus, today in his gospel, must have been really frustrated with James and John, but he loved them. He didn't send them away. He didn't say, "You guys didn't get it. Get away from me. Go away. I'll find somebody better." No. He says, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized." Then the 10, they're indignant at James and John. It doesn't say they were indignant because they knew they were wrong. They were probably indignant because they didn't think of it first. They'd like to be on that right hand and the left. Jesus calls us each day to come and follow him. May we this day, as we go out from this place, truly follow him in such a way that everyone around us knows that we are indeed Christians and that we are proud of our Lord and God and Savior, and that we give him the glory for everything that he has done for us, and that we are willing to share with other people our faith which is stronger than any of the worst among us, the faith that Jesus gives us, the faith that our fathers and mothers have taught us, the faith which is in you and me, the faith that we have come just like Jesus to serve and to give our lives as a ransom for many.